the rest of the story. Most American presidents since Taft have played golf. None played well, with one exception. Few broke 100 with any frequency. Rarely did any break 90, with one exception. Most golfing stories about presidents are apocryphal. These are not. Genial 355-pound President Taft really did need help putting the tee in the ground and the ball on the tee. And then sometimes he would lecture the ball before striking it. It was not uncommon for frugal President Calvin Coolidge on the first tee to ask his caddy, "How are you at finding lost balls?" And dutifully the caddy would respond, "I'm the best, sir," to which President Coolidge would say, "Then find me one. Let's get started." Harding? He had a gusto for golf. He played with passion. His career best was a 92, but nipping a spot of whiskey along the way, he'd play rain or shine. He banned Will Rogers from the White House for the duration of his administration because Rogers had dared to say something less than complimentary about golf and golfers. Presidents who never played golf were Hoover and Truman and Carter. Jack Kennedy had a swing smooth enough to play with ladies' clubs, but his ailing back usually limited him to only a few holes at a time. One golfer who became president, one golfer, had played since the age of 6 and won his first tournament at 16. He learned his first administrative responsibility as treasurer of a golf club while still a schoolboy. He became that club's longest driving amateur and later club champion. He was the good one, and I mean really good. In fact, at Harvard, he came within 2 strokes of setting a course record. And later, he regularly carried his golf bag aboard a trolley to Chevy Chase in Maryland. He became club champion there. So, while 13 of our most recent 16 presidents played golf, he was the only golfer. He was the only golfer. And yet, during his terms in the White House, he played not once. Not once. Because a dozen years before he was elected president, at the age of 39, he contracted then incurable polio, which left both legs crippled. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the best golfer of them all, never played golf again. But wait, wait, wait. This is the rest of the story. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's love for the game never diminished. As president, he engineered roadways alongside fairways at Campobello to facilitate observation of tournament play by the physically impaired, including himself. His open car on those paved pathways was the origin of the golf cart. And as president during the Depression, it was he who mandated public works projects. Public works projects, which included construction of hundreds and hundreds of golf courses all across America. Municipal golf courses, which any of us are free to play. And so it was through the selfless love of a man who could not walk that the game of the rich and famous became available to us all. And now you know the rest of the story.